Hi, it's Elise.
And this is Hannah.
And this is episode 9 of Love Her, Leave Her Wild.
Yahoo!
Okay. You're trying out different sounds, huh?
Yeah. That one, yeah.
Why are we trying out different sounds?
It didn't flow
now?
Very well.
No, it didn't.
I just, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, woohoo. And then you're like, There was nothing to that.
So. I felt I need to feel like the excitement. We all need to feel the excitement of this episode for you.
I can get up and like lasso the air.
Yeah, but they can't see that.
That's true.
So I'm sorry. It's just not how
we woohoo!
Is.
There you go.
I mean, that's a little better.
You weren't even looking at me to even know my enthusiasm. So
our listeners can't look at you.
You, ma'am. Staring at you. This okay. Clay is like, anyways, I'm sitting okay. Here with a face mask on, everybody. I know you can't see me, but
she is practicing the self-care we talked about in the last episode about finding yourself.
Through this clay mask that's like, I got it on my nostril a little bit, and I feel like I'm gonna not be able to breathe in a few minutes.
Good. I'm
like, cut off my airway.
So I'd like to read one of our reviews from the podcast on Apple. I love how genuine these ladies are. They don't shy away from taboo topics, and that's extremely refreshing in today's day and age. It's assuring to know that people relate and that social media presence only gives you the highlight reel. That's not real life unless you're following these two ladies on social and on this podcast. Give them a listen. Aww. You won't regret it.
So sweet.
Yeah, it's great. God, I love these. I really do. And the messages, the private messages we get, oh
yeah,
they really make my day. Anyway, let's talk about this holiday coming up. Mother's Day.
Are we sure? Just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about Mother's Day.
Well, it's gonna suck.
This will be my first Mother's Day as a single mom because we split like like a week or two or something after. Yeah,
it'll also be my second, and on top of that it'll be my first Mother's Day without a mom,
and it'll be my last Mother's Day with my mom. Wow, this is depressing.
It's very depressing.
Maybe we shouldn't do this topic.
I feel like we should. I mean,
really?
There's listeners out there that don't have moms, you know, that their mom died. I recently connected with a friend from Bible college that she lost her mom 2 years ago. You know, we're not the only ones that are going to have to deal with that on top of the single mom part of it. So,
yeah, it's a rough one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I even forgot it was Mother's Day coming up.
Yeah, didn't you like plan a date for that?
I did. I was like, yeah. What about May 9th? And then he was like, hey, guess what? I was like, what? He's like, that day is your day. And I was like, my day? What's my day? It's not my birthday. He's like, it's Mother's Day. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally forgot. And yeah, the holidays are hard, I think, in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christmas was hard this year.
Yeah,
I had a date on Christmas.
Oh, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who it was with.
I had a date, so it was nice. That's all. It was just Felicity and I had a day. Her dad came over in the morning to watch her open Christmas presents.
Our last Christmas with my mom was very different, unlike any Christmas we never had. Well, I told my family I will be MIA that day. I asked Debbie if for her Mother's Day, if she'd like to see the girls, you know, because her kids are not here. They're in Indiana. And I think she said she's going to run past things. She wasn't really sure what they're doing, but anyways, that's relevant. So yeah, I mean, I'll probably be laying in bed crying all day. Hopefully the kids will be with them. And if not, then my kids will probably be glued to a TV that day. And, yeah, I will be dead to the world. Probably crying in bed, looking at pictures on my phone.
Yeah, I will be with my mom crying, probably.
Yeah. Because
it's really damn sad. So I guess, you know, like, as I've said in a previous episode, I think I said that my mom has glioblastoma, which is brain cancer, and it's, you can't treat it. And I mean, she can have radiation and chemotherapy to prolong her life just a little bit, but, it still means that she doesn't have much time. So we're going to try to make her day special for her. And you take lots of pictures and videos, and, you know, I want, Felicity to have those videos with her, so she'll remember her, because she's only 5 and she won't remember her. And, yeah, it's just, it's gonna, you know, I already knew it was going to be a hard, Mother's Day just in general, because things have changed and my life has changed so much. It hasn't even been a year. And, you know, sometimes, like, I don't know if I come across as, you know, I have it all together. And in some ways I do have some stuff together. In other ways, I absolutely don't. In other ways, I'm a damn mess, you know, just trying to get through, like, all these life changes. You know, I didn't think that I was going to get divorced, and everything was, like, so sudden. And then I felt, you know, just like a failure, and, you know, and I had problems at first, like, with my whole self-worth and not thinking that I was lovable enough and trying to get through that. And then, my dad dying suddenly was tough, and I couldn't have those conversations with him that I wanted to. And now my mom, less than a year later, and, you know, she's just so sad. She doesn't want to die, and she's only 62, and just all the things that it's just going to be a really tough day. And like I said, it was already going to be tough for me. And then now with this news from my mom, that's still pretty, pretty new. And just every time she hugs you, you just think, like, how many more hugs can you're going to have to duck?
Okay. Dude, I know. And I don't even know if what I'm saying is the wrong thing to say. This situation is difficult, but you're always looking for the bright side and the upswing. And as Elise that I know doesn't like to be blindsided, I know it is blindsiding to find this out, but you've also been able to be given the realization of this, like, quality time you're going to have.
So we had to take a brief interlude.
Intermission.
Yes, so I can compose myself, because obviously this is a super tough time for me. So this year's different for both of us.
Yeah, it'll be my second Mother's Day as a single mom, but it'll be my first Mother's Day without my mom, which I am not looking forward to. This will be my first Mother's Day without my mom. And it's been even really hard to watch videos. It's not even Mother's Day, but, like, of, you know, girls going to prom, and, like, not that I'm going to go to prom, but I think of, like, my girls, and, you know, that she was like a second mom to them. She saw them every day. You know, she did a lot of parenting with me. And, yes, I get really sad when I think of the things I'm missing out with my mom, but ultimately I'm grown. Ultimately it's my kids that break my heart.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. It's like knowing that my mom will only ever be a picture or
a video. Pictures or videos. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she's not going to be sitting at the front row at recital.
I know. Or buying them massive amounts of Christmas gifts.
Oh God. My mom did that every year.
Yeah,
she really went out with a bang this last year. So
mine too. She definitely did.
My mom did it all. She spoiled everyone every holiday. Stupid Easter baskets that were like Christmas presents that we just didn't need. And doing that this year without her was hard. It was awful. Every holiday is awful. I just sit there and think, why are we even pretending like we're okay and that this is normal? It's not. It's empty. It's not the same to try to do the things that we always did. But now without my mom is just, it's not the same.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for us too. And like I said, it was already tough for me and try to figure out like what Mother's Day looks like as a single mom, you know, there's no one to, and some people are just like, eh. One of my friends is just like, eh, Mother's Day is a Hallmark holiday. I don't even care. And she's married and, you know, has kids and whatever. But I just feel like it's different. It's different when your whole family dynamic changes. And I don't know, sometimes it's just tough. It's just tough for some people. So I wanted to do an episode for moms that are just going through it, whether you're a single mom or whether your mom has passed or you're a woman who wants to be a mom. And can't, or, you know, either hasn't met someone or, you know, you just biologically can't, you know, and it's tough. It's tough. And, you know, and then social media is just the worst.
Yeah.
Cause that's all you see is like, look at what, you know, my kids and husband did for me, or how much I love my mom. And this is what we did with her. And, you know, and it's, shit is not easy. Shit is not easy. And, I see all of you out there and, you know, I'm pretty bummed at myself for not having saw it completely before
being in the situation.
Yeah. Before being a single mom, before, you know, getting my mom's terminal diagnosis, like, you know, I always thought about those other moms, not single moms per se, but I always thought about the moms that like didn't have their moms or women who wanted to become moms. You know, I thought about them, but I didn't actually think until one of my friends said like something about Mother's Day. I was like, oh shit. I was just like, oh wow, this is going to be, I mean, in all my first holidays so far have been a little tough. But I forgot about that. And then he said, like, you know, I imagine that it's going to be a tough one for you. This was before my mom. And, then I ran into that TikTok I sent you with, a single mom and talking about how hard it's been for her. And that's when I was like, we need to talk about it. We need to talk about, cause it's tough. It's just a tough holiday, I think.
Yeah.
I wish holidays weren't so hard for people.
And I feel like back on like what you're saying, how you just didn't know, you know, that you didn't think about that until you were in it. That's pretty normal. I do want to say, you know, like you don't understand loss and grief until, you know, you give your condolences when someone dies and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. My heart hurts, blah, blah, blah. But then unfortunately that tribe of us who have experienced it, we get it to a completely different level. And it's like, you know, you don't just stop at the, like, I'm sorry message. It's like, you grieve with them. You cry with them. You're like in the trenches with them. And it's creates more different relationships and bonds with people you probably wouldn't have been able to relate to before. So for the single moms, it's like, yeah, I didn't, you know, like we've talked about my marriage, but you know, he did a good job of on Mother's Day, like I didn't do anything. You know, it was he was gonna cook lunch or dinner that day, and I don't have that now.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you don't really think about those things until you're in them. So the single moms that are out there, like, you don't have anyone that day telling you you're a great mom and you're amazing and awesome and you endured whatever you did for 9 months on top of labor and delivery and then the recovery and the postpartum. Like, you know, those only moms get that to begin with, but as single moms, we don't even have that person that builds us up throughout the days, let alone on Mother's Day, that just notices you being a good mom and tells you those things.
And it just makes you feel lonely.
Yeah.
It's a lonely place. It's just a reminder of being lonely.
Yeah.
But you know, Hallmark holiday aside, it's still glaringly obvious on days like that, you know, or like I said, women who can't have kids.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine. I mean, I went through, you know, this, I went through a lot of pain and grief when I was told I couldn't have another kid.
Yeah.
So I was grieving over that, and I already have a child. So I can't imagine when you can't have a child, we see you.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
You are a good mom.
Yeah. You're good.
You're worth celebrating.
Yeah. You get up every day and you do it. You do it. You get up and you make sure your kids are loved and fed and safe. And, it's a thankless job and no one's building you up, and we're building you up.
Yeah.
Cause we see you and we know what you're doing, and we know it's hard and we know it's lonely, and we know holidays, especially something like Mother's Day, is tough. It's tough. And you know, for those of you who can't, you're getting a big hug from us.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that, you know, in people's lives, you're that important to someone.
Yeah.
Whether they're your kids or not, you're that important to someone. Let's talk about starting some new traditions.
I was just thinking about that. This is the first time I wish we had a burial site for my mom. Not that that's what I would want to do all the time, but I feel like, you know, that first one, I'd probably sit there and talk about her and do the things she'd do, and it'd be have an Earl Grey latte and read her Bible and do some devotions and probably go help somebody. I don't know. But it'll be, I mean, I don't know what traditions I would want to start. And I feel like as a single mom with my girls, I feel like I'd want to do something with them. Not this year, because this year's just going to be awful and I don't plan on getting out of bed. Maybe next year, Mother's Day. I think honoring my mom, and I think being a mom is, or at least the mom my mom was, is nurturing and caring and selfless, and to pay that forward to somebody. I don't know how, come up with ways to do that, but when COVID's not a thing, volunteering to hold NICU babies, I feel like that would be something really touching. And, you know, maybe specifically kids that unfortunately lost a mom or something, who knows? I just feel like it's going to, every year is going to be different and hard, and until they're older, you know, and they can like plan their own things to do with me, but that'll be years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think including them in something that honors my mom and shows them, you know, you can resemble a mom in a lot of ways. It doesn't have to be by having a child, you know. Adeline, who knows if she'll ever have kids and what that'll look like. And, you know, so my kids could not be moms, you know, themselves, but
yeah,
they can still have people in their life that, you know, they pour into like a mom would pour into. A mom doesn't have to be someone who gives birth and has a child. So
absolutely.
I think that'll be interesting to figure out. Again, I have no clue what we'll do because this will be the first year, but I definitely want it to be just me and the girls. I don't want it to be me and my family getting together, you know, celebrating what? We don't have a mom, you know, she's not here now, but I think.
Yeah, but can you celebrate her just in general?
Maybe in the future. To me, that just seems, she's not there. Like, well, we have no one to give a gift to. We have no one to sit there and like build up and, you know, glow over and make her feel great and spoil. It's, we would literally be like, okay, And again, first year, I don't know. That could change. But none of them are moms other than Nastya. And I know she's got her own family and Sam will do things with her, you know? So for me, it's like, I'm the only mom. I'm the single mom. So it's like, you know, I want to do and include that with my girls and see how that goes.
I think every year I want to listen to the Tapestry album by Carole King with Felicity. And we'll start out the day doing that. And I think we'll take a road trip somewhere.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I think we'll just get in the car and go.
Yeah. See what the universe gives you.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be nice out. We'll roll the windows down. And yeah, maybe I'll listen to the album there. Put the album in the car and we'll just go.
That'd be cool.
We'll bring drinks and snacks and we'll just do something ourselves. So it'll be a fun thing Felicity and I can always do every year. We could look forward to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to start traditions for yourself. Like, you don't need to have someone do it for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not, I refuse to clean.
On Mother's Day?
Yeah. Cause I did before. That's what when I was married.
Yeah.
He'd be like, what do you want? I'd be like, I don't want to do anything, but I don't want you to not do anything. Like, you do all the stuff that I do. That's what I want, you know, because he would be fine just not doing anything. But no, I want you to do all the things that I do and I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to do all the things. Well, there's some stuff I'm going to have to do, like, you know, get her something to eat. Whatever, wipe her butt if she poops.
Yeah.
You know, but I refuse to do most of the stuff and I'm just going to, we're going to wake up. She's going to eat breakfast and then we're going to go.
Go somewhere. Yeah.
We're yeah.
Have to do that.
Yeah.
Check into a cute little hotel and have someone, you know, clean for you and take care of you, bring you food, cook for you.
Yeah. We'll have a nice little lunch. We'll jump on the hotel. We'll jump on the hotel beds.
Yeah.
We'll get one of those hotels where we get the fluffy robes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what we'll do. If we can't afford it, then we just drive and we find something adventurous to do.
You could dance in parking lots or dance on your car in a field of daisies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dance in a field of daisies. Doesn't have to be in your car. You can do whatever.
Yeah. So I think it's important to start your own traditions and what makes you happy. You know, and do make Mother's Day, whether again you're a single mom or you lost your mom or you can't have children, make it a day for you. Either honor who the mom was in your life, in some way, or, you know, do something for yourself, do something that you love that you can look forward to. You know, I think that's important. And I think it even goes without saying, like, from our last episode about finding yourself, you know?
Yeah. You got to take care of yourself.
Do something for you. Do something. Even if it doesn't even involve your kids, just be like, you know what? Today is Mother's Day. So that means I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. Peace out.
Yeah.
You know, yes, I know some people are like Hallmark holiday, but you know what? Why can't it be a day for you? And so do something that you want. Try something new. Go get yourself a new outfit. Try new makeup. Go try a restaurant that you really wanted to try. Go see a movie.
Start a hobby that you always wanted to do. Or
paint a really bad picture. You know, whatever it is, do a DIY project. But do something that you can look forward to. And that's about you. So it's remembering who you are as a person and not just a mom or not just a wannabe mom. Like, you're more than a mom. I think that's important to remember. We're more than moms.
Yeah.
It's a big part of our identity now, but it's not the only part.
Doing the thing that maybe you used to do that you love that you gave up
because,
you know, you had to be a mom. Doing that thing on that day, whatever that is.
Yes, whatever it is. If you used to go see live music all the time, and you love that, then go see live music that day just by yourself.
Yeah.
Scream and dance and cheer and whatever you need to do. Like, do that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
be single lady again. You know, be momless that day. Who knows, whatever. But it's for you. So make it for you. Like I said, even if it's like, if family wants to take you out to breakfast, eh.
Yeah, it's your day. Say no.
It's your day. Say no. Just be like, you know what I want? I want to go off and do something for myself. Or, you know, you can still do stuff with your kids. I know there's moms that'd be like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
I need to be with my children on Mother's Day. And that's fine too. Maybe show your kids the part of yourself that they never see, you know? I don't know.
That's a good idea.
It's fun. Like there's big part of ourselves that our kids never see.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we show them who we are, who we were?
Yeah. Watch old videos or show them, you know, your, I don't know, if you did a sport in high school and like
show them some moves.
Yeah, or watch old videos, yearbooks. Yeah. I don't know.
Go play with a soccer ball or volleyball, whatever.
Accomplishes you've done in your life before you became a mom.
If you used to play in a band, play them some music.
Yeah.
Or you used to paint or draw or whatever, whatever it is, whatever it is. Show them the part of yourself that they don't really know.
Because that is something I regret, I guess, because it wasn't my decision, but losing my mom and hearing people tell stories about her. There was so much of her I did not know. And I know there are, you know, boundaries with that when you're a mom and a child, but there's also so much of her I wish I could have experienced and seen. And, you know, she didn't do that because she gave so much of herself up. She stopped doing those things. And I wish I could have seen that and had, you know, those memories to cling and hold on to. Because I mean, eventually the sad part of life is that we all know we're going to lose our parents at some point. You know, you never expect it to be when it happens when they're young, but that's just how it goes. I mean, there are the awful, unfortunate ones that a parent loses a kid before, you know, vice versa, but we all know those things are going to happen and we just don't really think about it.
We don't even cover that. The moms that have lost children on that day. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. But I still say, what?
I was thinking of Indy.
Yeah. I always think of Indy. But still, I still say, do something for yourself that day.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know,
I imagine that too.
Yeah. But I mean, if you need to grieve in your way, then you grieve and you don't do anything. It's whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Those first ones are hard, of course. I mean, I feel like they're always hard. Someone told me right after my mom died that all the things that trigger me now that make me sad and cry and make it harder, eventually those things years down the road, they become more like soft hugs that you feel from, you know, your loved one when they're gone. Those memories that pop up or those triggers, they become things that make you smile instead of cry eventually. I don't know if I'll ever get there. Hopefully. But
yeah,
you know, as the years goes on, maybe those will be the things you sit and remember and do and bring into your life on those certain days.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you have a recipe from your mom, make things that she loved to make.
Yeah.
Or, you know, do something in memoriam of her or your child that you lost. But it's a tough day. And, you know, I think that it's important that we remember that. But it's important to also, you know, be okay with celebrating it. There are some people that are just like, my life is pretty great right now. And, it's Mother's Day and I'm going to post about how happy I am.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's okay too. Like celebrate you.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. I'm
thankful those people don't know how we feel.
Yeah.
You know, I would never tell them not to do that. I would give anything to have, you know, that moment back. And I would tell those who haven't lost a mom or, you know, are a mom and they have their kids that like treasure that. Don't make it just any day. Like it doesn't have to be publicized on social media and this big thing, but like those are beautiful moments that you can create and hold on to. And, you know, because life is fast and it ends suddenly when you can't even plan for it. And if you have those moments and memories and times, that's really all we're left with.
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
Not the things that we gave you or,
mm-hmm.
you know, our kids made. It's literally the time you spent together. So, and then I was thinking too, like those of us who are motherless daughters, that's also a book I need to read. And I feel like you should read it too. It's called Motherless Daughters. Someone also told me, I just keep quoting a bunch of people that I've talked to since my mom died. But when you lose a mom, God ends up putting people in your life in times that you need it, that give that motherly role and that feel and that love. You can celebrate them. I know they're not your mom, but there's probably someone in your life that's, you know, stepped in when, you know, life was hard and you needed a mom and she just picked you up. And, you know, you can celebrate those people. And I mean, I don't know what that looks like for you. I can think of a few people for me. It doesn't have to be something big, but just like essentially just letting people know they're appreciated is.
I definitely need to do that. I definitely need to start my traditions. And, you know, we already talked about how my mom would teach us some of her specific recipes so that we can continue cooking them. So all in all, I think doing something for yourself that day, making it your day, taking it back,
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't have to be just for the nuclear type family and moms, you know, make it your day, do something for yourself, honor yourself, honor your mom or someone who has been the mom to you, show your kids who you used to be, you know, what, mm-hmm. if everything is, you know, pretty kosher, but still make it your day. Don't, you know, if you, and let me again, reiterate, if going out to breakfast and doing all that stuff is cool with you, go ahead, do it. Absolutely. Do whatever makes you happy. But, you know, to those of you that are just like, oh, this is what we're going to do. And then I'm going to clean all day Saturday because Sunday, you know, I have to take care of, or I have to pretend to relax. No, you go do something either you want to do yourself or show your family who you are for real, you know? And if you're struggling this year or struggling that day, know that there are those of us that are struggling just as much and that we see you and that we, you know, we get it and we're all in this together and you're not alone in your pain. You're not alone in your grief. You're not alone. You're just not alone. We're all here. We're all here together. So, but you know, I'm sorry that this episode was a little
depressing,
a little sad. It was a little sad, and that's okay. Because like I said, I set out to do like realistic episodes, mm-hmm. and getting pretty heavy sometimes. And this is something that you and I are both going through right now, with the Mother's Day coming up. But the next topic will be interesting and a little more lively.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to tackle religion and sex.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited for that one.
Message to read next week.
Yeah. Yeah. We got our first bad review.
Mm-hmm. It was I don't even know who this fake person is. So I'm very, very interested to have them come ridiculous. Forward if they do.
It's ridiculous. I was shook, but we're going to talk about really that. Was. I really was. I was just like, what? But yeah. It's going to be interesting episode, I think, you know, just, and again, just because I'm not religious and I didn't grow up religiously. Mm-hmm. So we're back at it next time, but I think this was an important episode to do. Hannah and I stopped this episode a few times to discuss whether we should go forward with this episode because we didn't want it to be too sad, but we also think it's important for people that are dealing with, you know, what we're dealing with or different things or whatever. So, you know, thanks for listening. Thanks for, if you, you know, great. Go ahead and give us a review, some stars on Apple Podcasts, and follow us on Spotify. Okay. That would be great. And we are sponsored by Rose and Grace. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook. Sponsored by my upcoming book, Love Her, Leave Her Wild. Dear Mom, an organization that supports moms with kids with Down syndrome and Never Alone at North. Go give them some love on Instagram. Thanks again for listening, and we will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.